For my last trip, I went to Botswana and Namibia. It was such an incredible experience. I really love exploring and going to places I haven't been before. We were there for 7 days. I wish I could have stayed longer. I usually prefer taking a 2 or 3 week trip. As the majority of Botswana is flat, getting around was easy. We just took a 4x4 everywhere. For the most part, the ride was pretty smooth. The Jeep could have used some better suspension and comfier seats, though. The weather was great. I love being outside in the sun, although it was a lot hotter than I expected. Botswana has a semi-arid climate, so it's hot and dry for most of the year, but it does have a rainy season in summer. Luckily, we were able to miss the rainy season. There is nothing worse than being stuck inside while you are on vacation. On the second day of the tour, we got to visit a local village in Namibia. I was surprised to find out that English is actually the official language of Namibia. Of course, many local languages are spoken too. The guide told us that Oshivambo is the most widely spoken language. One thing that really surprised me about Namibia was the way the women dressed. There were quite a few people wearing traditional Victorian-style dresses. The guide explained to me that these dresses were first introduced by missionaries in the 19th century, but are now considered to be the traditional style in the area. After the visit to the local village, we then went on to explore the region via a river cruise, but sadly we didn't see many animals. I love being able to get up close to animals. I brought my big camera with me, but during the cruise, I wasn't able to see anything except some small birds. I think the standout part of the tour was the activities. The tour company arranged so many amazing activities. Some of the activities were really relaxing, like when we were able to sleep out under the stars and see the beautiful Milky Way. Another day, we were able to ride elephants. Both activities were great, but I much preferred the more adrenaline-inducing activities, like when we went whitewater rafting or when we rode quads through the savannah. The final activity was probably my favorite, though. On the last day, there was a hot air balloon ride. I was quite scared at first because I'm not good with heights, but the incredible view made it all worthwhile.